Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We've spent this week talking about creating a legacy for yourself. And on Monday, we started by discussing the fact that your legacy is more important than even the lifestyle you have or the things that you've accumulated. And on Tuesday, we talked about creating that legacy for your children. And your children are the people that are ultimately going to carry that forward to future generations. On Wednesday, we discussed creating a legacy for the world, which would suggest that how can you even go beyond the reach of your family to create something that will be carried forward after you leave the planet. And that led to Thursday, which was all about immortality through your legacy. So what is it that you're contributing to the world, and are you making the world a better place than you found it? And is there a way for that to extend, again, beyond your lifetime? And today I want to really put it all together, and I want to talk about writing your own eulogy. So on Monday, one of the things we discussed was, what would people say about you if you were to witness your own eulogy? Today, I want you to think about what your ideal eulogy would be. And think about it from your perspective. If you wrote it yourself, what would you actually want said about you? And the question would be, how would it differ from what you think would currently be said about you? What are the differences? So what I really want you to do over the weekend is to do this. Write your own eulogy, but you don't have to write it the way it would be said right now. I want you to write it the way you want it to be. And then I want you to examine what other people would say about you today and look at the differences. The differences between what you would like said and what would be said about you. And then I want you to isolate those differences and make those goals for yourself. So now you create a goal. And this is a way to get great clarity around those goals. Your legacy goals are arguably more important than anything else that you can do. So create those goals of what you want said about you, okay, and identify what they are. And then the next step, as we know in goal setting, is to write them down. And write them down with a time frame next to them, and then construct a plan on how you'll get to reach those goals, and then find that you want to just execute each day on that plan. We've talked about it many times before, but this is incredibly powerful. And that is the way you can identify specifically where you want to go, what the differences are from where you are to where you'd like to be, and how to make it happen in your life. So if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, hit the subscribe button on Stitcher or on iTunes. Commit to joining me for a few minutes each day. It costs you nothing, and we can all use that mental adjustment, and I'd love to do it with you. And before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But in the meantime, simply create the eulogy that you would like to see. Compare it to what people would say about you. Use the goal-setting techniques we discussed to make it happen.